What's up, Wayfinders, and welcome into Disney My Way, episode number 136. My name is Lightning Lane, ka-chow, and on today's episode, me and my special guest, Disney Dana, are going to be comparing Disney's Jollywood Nights and Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. So, I know this is one that you guys have been excited to hear about. Of course, this is part two of my November trip recap, technically. So if you haven't gone back to the last episode to hear about my dining reviews and other thoughts on the week, make sure to go give that a listen. But I know this is one that you guys have been wanting to hear about for some time. So we're going to go over some quick news and then we'll get into the topic for today. So our first news bit here is Cali River Rapids is going to be closing on January 8th. 2024 for a refurbishment over at Animal Kingdom. Now, I kind of giggled because in the comments of this news article, somebody wrote, "I wish it was permanent." And I'm not going to lie, I kind of wish the same thing. I wish this was just a closure, just in general. But I don't really know what the future is for this attraction. Of course, it makes sense why they're refurbishing it in January, because I don't know anybody in their right mind who would ride this ride when it is cold in January and you're going to get absolutely soaking wet. I can tell you this, it was at a 5-minute wait the entire day I was at Animal Kingdom in November. So, yeah, I don't think there's any interest in this ride when it is cold. So, at least it's a good time for the refurbishment to come, but I'm not a huge fan of that attraction and I wish it was closing forever. So, anyways, moving on now, Fantasy Springs hotel room types and reservation dates have now been released. Fantasy Springs is a new part of Tokyo Disney Sea. I believe that is opening next summer, and this is the hotel that's going to be a part of it. And so I don't want to drag on the details about it. If you guys want to know more about this, you can look it up yourself, but obviously, I think this is going to be really neat because the Fantasy Springs area just in general looks like it's going to be very, very well done. And so I think this hotel is going to be kind of cool to stop in and visit at. It'll definitely be one that is on my list for sure if I ever get the chance to go over to Tokyo Disneyland. So that is already announced. And again, if you want to go look that up, you can. A lot of these articles that I pull from are from blogmickey.com. That's where we get a lot of our news sources from, so you can go check out their article on it if you want to read more about it. Next up, Tokyo Disneyland is set to close their Space Mountain on July 31st, ahead of a $400 million reimagining. The final ignition special event has been announced for the closure. So, if you don't know, Tokyo Disneyland announced not too far back that they were going to be redoing their Space Mountain, and the concept art for it looks incredible. I don't know if it's actually going to turn out looking the way that they've drawn it up, but if it does even come close to what they've drawn up, it might be the best Space Mountain in all of the parks, just from looks alone. Now, of course, I don't know if they're going to change the interior at all. And I've never been on Tokyo Disneyland's Space Mountain before, so I can't directly say if it's just like the one at Disney World or not, but I'll definitely want to go give that a try again if I ever make my way over to Tokyo Disneyland. But this is pretty cool that they're going to be putting this much effort into it. And so if you want to celebrate the final run of Space Mountain at Tokyo Disneyland, you know, just in case you're ever over there, make sure to go ahead and do that before July 31st when it takes its last flight, I guess, around space. I don't really know what they're trying to go for there with the final ignition. So now, as for some Disneyland news, I think we talked about a couple weeks ago that there are some special Disneyland events that are happening coming up soon. And for magic key holders, which is like the Disneyland equivalent of being a pass holder, you got access to tickets for Disneyland After Dark and Sweethearts Night and Disney Channel Night. Now, I have seen reports that people were waiting on there for hours today trying to get theirs, and that was just the magic key holders. So I'll say this, the rest of this article says that general admission for these party tickets go on sale on December the 14th. So if you are interested at all in going to any of these special events, I would suggest trying to get on it quickly. And if you're listening to this after December 14th, which there's a good chance you are, you need to make sure that you know what you want and you get on there quickly to try to grab some tickets, because if they don't sell out quick, they are going to not last too much longer. So if they don't sell out immediately, they're not going to last probably till the end of the month. I'll give you that much. So I would say go ahead and get on that if you wanted to go to Disneyland and attend the After Dark event, the Sweethearts Night, or the Disney Channel Night. Now, next up, speaking of Disneyland, Disneyland is going to be shutting down Haunted Mansion Holiday, which is their overlay for their Haunted Mansion, where they redo it for the Nightmare Before Christmas. They'll be closing that up on January 21st, and refurbishment for the exterior of their Haunted Mansion will begin on January 22nd. They're going to be expanding some of the outdoor queue area, and they're going to be kind of reimagining, they say, some of the grounds around the mansion. So that's going to start on January 22nd, and according to all news sources, there's not an opening date for Haunted Mansion. There are some rumors that, like, the regular Haunted Mansion won't come back until 2025 because people think this refurbishment will last until the time where they put back up the Haunted Mansion overlay. Although I think that would be silly of them to take this all down if they're not going to be able to open just the regular Haunted Mansion again, you know. But I don't know. You never know what can happen with these construction projects. So Disney doesn't have a timeline on it yet, but that will be something. If you go to Disneyland, just know once Haunted Mansion Holiday gets shut down in a couple weeks, it will be closed for a while. So just keep that in mind. That is all of the news that we have for today. And so without further ado, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to get right into our topic of Jollywood Nights versus Very Merry Christmas Party. So stay tuned. Hey there, Disney fans. Are you ready to immerse your home in some of your favorite scents from the Disney parks? Well, look no further than Magic Candle Company, our podcast magical partner. Transform your space with handcrafted candles that capture the essence of Disney parks, resorts, and even classic attractions. From the sweet scent of Main Street USA to the adventurous aroma of Pirates of the Caribbean, Magic Candle Company brings the magic to you. Visit magiccandlecompany.com and use the code DMW for a 15% off discount on your order. That's right, use the code DMW at checkout for a 15% off discount on your order. Illuminate your world with the magic of Disney. Brought to you by the Magic Candle Company and the Disney My Way podcast. Okay, my friends. So here with me is the one, the only, she's been on before, Disney Dana. Mom, how you doing?
Hey, hey, I'm good. How are you doing?
We're good. So we both just recently got back from trips from Disney World, and we both, ironically enough, did Jollywood Nights and the Very Merry Christmas Party. So we're going to compare, we're going to contrast, and we're going to kind of break it down and see which one overall is the more superior event. I have a feeling I know where we're going to land on this, but I don't know. I might be surprised. Okay. So we're going to talk about different levels too, but first I need to know this. Just in case this impacts it at all, what days were your parties on?
Oh dear.
You remember?
Yeah, I think Mickey's Very Merry was on Sunday night.
Okay.
And Disney's Jollywood Nights was on Monday night.
Okay, so I also had a Monday night Jollywood party, but my Very Merry was on Friday.
Gotcha.
So I'm curious as to how it's going to compare.
That makes a difference, yeah.
Because I definitely think, because I had a party at Magic Kingdom almost every night I was there, the week I was there. Yeah, it was like there was only, Wednesday night was one of the few nights that they didn't have a party.
Gotcha.
So I didn't know if by Friday, because my Friday party was crowded. I don't know how yours was on Sunday, but my Friday one was really crowded.
It was crowded.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I wasn't sure if that would make a difference at all, but my Jollywood though, crowd wise, it was not crowded.
I felt that too. I felt the same way.
So I don't know if Monday night was just a good night because,
right,
you know, there's work for a lot of people, there's school for a lot of people, but that's interesting that your Sunday night Very Merry party was also super crowded. But we'll start. So we have some different categories here. We have pre-party park time. We have party length, snacks and treats included. We'll also just talk about just snacks overall, I think, because Jollywood deserves that. Special shows, lines, and then vibes is what this graphic that we're using from our friend Erica put out. So we'll thank you, Erica. So we'll start with pre-party park time. So when comparing the two, Jollywood has 1.5 hours technically if you are not, if you don't already have a day ticket or a park hopper, you have 1.5 hours from the time you check in till the time the party starts,
right,
to enjoy the park. And then compared to Very Merry Christmas Party, you have 3 hours from the time you check in to the time the party starts. Now, I'll say this because obviously I got there way before check-in, before both.
Yeah.
So I had a little bit of a fluff time on both. But my Hollywood Studios day was so, or my afternoon, it was so low crowd-wise that 1.5 hours actually didn't feel as short as I probably would have expected it to. I mean, did you find a similar vibe when you were there? Because I felt like I could have walked onto about anything in that 1.5 hours before the party.
Well, we didn't get to the party until about 6:30.
Okay.
Or a little after 6:30, actually. But we had park hopper tickets for the day, so we went ahead and got in the party via the regular entrance, because the party entrance was super backed up all the way to the lake. So we just went ahead and scanned in with our regular park ticket and got in. And then just basically what we did was kind of map out what we wanted to do before the party and then what was our priority, because we hadn't really done that, crazy enough. Mm-hmm. Because we weren't sure what time we were going to get to Hollywood Studios to do anything beforehand. Now, keep in mind that for this trip, and you know how I typically do Disney parks.
Yes.
For this trip, it was very, very different in that I was traveling with two other work friends, one of which could care less about really doing any rides or anything. She's basically just along for the experience, the hanging out, the ambiance in the parks, and she was all about the photos this trip.
Yeah.
The other one was all about the checking everything off the list.
Okay.
Putting an X in all the boxes, sampling all the things on her list as far as treats and drinks and whatnot go. So rides, you notice I hadn't mentioned that. Rides were not on the list of important things. So we didn't ride any rides at Jollywood Nights. Zero rides, gotcha. No rides, nothing at Hollywood Studios.
That's interesting.
Yep.
Okay, because see, that was one of the things that I didn't want to do during my party time.
Right.
Was ride rides. Now, again, I had a little bit of a cushion before, but here's my list of rides that I did before the party started. Tower of Terror, Rock and Roller Coaster, Rise of the Resistance, Star Tours, Muppet Vision, Toy Story Mania, Smuggler's Run, Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway, and Slinky Dog Dash.
So you did everything.
I did all of those before the party started. Right. And the longest,
that's almost unbelievable.
The longest I waited was for Slinky Dog Dash, which was 25 right. minutes.
And that's so, nothing.
Yes, but that was part of the thing is like, and I give tips all the time for parties. You have to have a plan. One of the things that I did not want to have to do during my party time, because what we'll talk about in a second, this is a very short party.
Right.
Is waste time in line yes. for rides.
Agree.
And so knowing that, I wanted to get as much done as I could ride wise before, because I knew I was going to spend the rest of the time doing anything else.
Right.
But I want to ask you this. We'll focus on Jollywood first, and then we'll go to Very Merry second, okay. and then we'll compare and contrast, I guess, towards the end. But going into Jollywood nights, I'm interested, what was your strategy? Like, what was on the top of your board of y'all's list of, hey, this is the stuff we have to do
right.
at the party?
Okay, so on our list, and keep in mind, when I say our list, I mean our planner's list. I was not the planner. I was
okay.
go along with the flow people.
Yes.
It was both of the shows.
Okay.
Disney's Holiday, what was it called, Lane?
Oh, I can't remember that other show to save my life. It's the show with Miss Piggy and Kermit.
Yes.
I've been referring
Disney's
to it as.
Holiday, Hollywood Holidays or something like that.
I'm going to have to look it up.
The Jack Nightmare Before Christmas
show. What's this?
Yes. Those were top of the list.
Okay.
Also, the Tip Top Club.
Okay.
That was on the list of super important things. Also, the Brown Derby was on the list of super important things.
Okay.
As was sampling a couple of different drinks and a okay. couple of different snacks, like the Gertie cookie and mm-hmm. The peanut butter and jelly donut.
Oh, yes.
Fairfax Fair. That was on the list. And highlighted on both parties was video and photos.
Okay.
That was super important for all of us, actually, to get photos, quality photos. And then we literally did, this is kind of sounds kind of silly when I say it, but we literally did like a photo session after basically at park closing. We closed down both parks pretty much.
Okay.
Like they were sweeping us out of Magic Kingdom, for instance. So those were priorities for us. No, you notice I didn't say rides.
Yes.
So that's how Jollywood went.
Okay. So for me, we had very similar starts. I will say not all of that was on my priority list. So
yeah.
Disney Holidays in Hollywood, that's what that show is called.
That's it.
And what's this? The Tim Burton's Nightmare Before Christmas sing-along. We're at the mm-hmm. top of my list. And then I also did want to go by the Tip Top Club
yeah.
to see the jazz band. That was the other thing that was on my list. And really, for me, that's actually where it stopped.
Okay.
Because I had heard such disaster, which I'm going to be interested to hear about this. I'd heard such disastrous things about the Brown Derby.
Correct.
From the opening experiences
Correct.
That I did not really want to touch that with a 9-foot pole.
Oh, I get it.
I did not want to waste upwards of potentially an hour sitting down for a meal when there was so much other things to do. Now, there were things I added on as the night went on, like going to see Powerline Max was
yep.
one thing I kind of just threw in there. And, you know, I did end up maybe riding one or two rides just because I had some spare time before the fireworks and there was no sure. lines for anything. But other than that, those three things were the biggest three things on my list
gotcha.
To do. So it's interesting that the shows are pretty much the big anchor.
Oh, yeah.
I think for a lot of people with this event. But did y'all go in with kind of lower expectations because of how disastrous of a start that
well,
it got off to?
Not really, funny enough, because
okay.
we were happy to read that Disney listened to the feedback,
yes.
even though that's a whole nother podcast, Lane.
Yeah.
That literally, you go back and listen to the LTAD podcast that we just, I think she went ahead and released it. If not, I'll tell you when she releases it. Because we talked at length about how Disney made changes and the reason why they made changes. I won't go any further.
Okay. But
we read about that and we're excited that they sort of spread out, I guess, you know, where people could be, gave a few more places for people to be so lines wouldn't be as long.
Yes.
And so we were hopeful. For a great example is that we decided to not do the Brown Derby first thing.
Yeah.
We basically did the Brown Derby. Gosh, it was one of the last things that we did before camping out on Sunset to just listen to the fireworks and wait for our photo shoot. We did it that late, knowing that it was just appetizer type, quote unquote, meal with beverages. And then they had the, you know, the jazz band playing in there, and that was super neat. So our experience, we were trying to stay positive going in. And we felt like the lines were very manageable, basically kind of low everywhere.
Yeah.
And like the line that we stood in for the peanut butter and jelly donut, whatever its great name was, it was long, but it moved the whole time. Because, you know, basically with these restaurants just having the party food, it's basically ready, which is a good and bad. You know, you get in the line, they hand you your donut and you move on. So the lines for everything really moved pretty quickly.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. I kind of had lowered my expectations. Yeah. I think when we had talked about this, because you helped me plan this trip, when we had talked about Jollywood back at the beginning of the summer, when it was kind of announced as the halfway to Christmas or whatever they were doing, I was pumped. I was stoked for this. I thought this was going to be the coolest thing. And then after the first one and seeing all the reviews, I was like, oh no, like they fumbled the bag.
It's a flop, right?
But I won't lie. It was good. Like it was not, and we'll talk about this, I guess, towards the end. It was not what I felt like was the greatest event in the whole wide world.
Yeah.
But it definitely saved itself from what it started out as.
Right.
So now we'll go from here and we'll go into party length, because this party is 4 hours. And like I said, you have that 1.5 pre-party time. So technically you have 5.5 hours total here. In your opinion, how did you feel about that party length?
Honestly, I felt like it was long enough. And like I said, we didn't have much pre-party. Well, we got in the park between 6:30 and 6:45, I guess, with the party starting at 8:30. So officially, right? It was 8:30. Yeah. And, you know, we were able to make our plan once we got in there, take some pre-photos. I felt like it was long enough.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of, all of these topics, honestly, are going to go back to what I really don't want to go into depth on because we don't have enough time.
Yeah.
But like this party has so much potential. And if you change the way you view what this type of party is probably what it was intended to be.
Yeah.
Which is not a kid's party.
Oh yeah. Well, we'll talk about that.
Okay. Yeah. That's to me, that's the bottom line. And when Jana brought it up, it was like a light bulb went off for the three of us.
Yeah.
If you know, if everybody had in their mindset that this was an adult party start later in the evening and might wind up at 12 or 1 in the morning with great music to listen to, like hors d'oeuvres and cocktails or little fun drinks, whatever you're, you know, they had alcoholic, non-alcoholic, cute drinks all over the place. If they could have more of that with more little areas for people to hang out, that's what adults do at a party.
Yeah.
And you're not going to like this part, but like at adult parties, they're not going to necessarily have character meet and greets. That's more something that you would have at a family friendly party like Mary. So we thought that the party had so much potential. We were able to do the things that we wanted to do in our party time. If you consider that we did not ride rides.
Yeah.
So
I feel like I would have been, there's a couple things. First and foremost, I think 4 hours was fine. I just wish they had incorporated a little bit more pre-party time.
Right. Like, I think a lot of people said that.
I think that would have made it feel a little bit more evened out.
Right.
As compared to the other party we're going to talk about in just a second. But, like, the other problem I had was kind of towards the end of the night, after I'd kind of knocked out everything I wanted to do, I found myself with this awkward bit of time just open. And it's I said to myself, well, what am I going to do until the fireworks start? Because there's like just, I've done the shows.
Right.
I've seen the jazz band. I've gotten some snacks. Like, I really don't know what else to do. Now, of course, I was by myself.
Yeah.
Which also makes a difference because I didn't have anybody else feeding into plans. And then I came to realize I also didn't go down the street with all the, you know, the Hispanic celebration stuff that they had.
Yeah.
Which I would have loved to go see. And I planned on it. I just forgot. Yeah. But I just felt myself with this little awkward bit of time. And I was like, I don't know. It feels like there's just not enough
Yeah, I mean, we kind of agreed too. We felt like it was a great first year, especially that they made some adjustments after the first party. And it just has so much potential to be a really cool adults only. This is Jana's theory. It should be 21 and up.
Mm-hmm.
And just more, maybe more live entertainment. You know, of different types. I mean, just think about the thing adults like to do. You know, you could just imagine several different stations all over the park or in certain areas of the park to spread everybody out. We hope it comes back next year with like bigger and better, with more offerings to kind of, like you said, to fill that time.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's our kind of like, I know we're not done with the list of things, but honestly, that's what most of my points go back to.
Yeah. Oh, I understand. Now, as for like snacks, I'll admit, honestly, the snacks kind of slapped at this party.
Yeah.
Like the buffalo chicken spring rolls that I got from the market.
Like them.
Oh, those were great.
Okay.
I don't know what those people do with spring rolls.
Wow.
At those parks. But man, I mean, it was great. And they had an apple cider there too.
Yeah.
That was fantastic. I mean, it was probably one of the best apple ciders I've ever
Was it the had. Sparkling apple cider or was it just...
It was not sparkling. I did get that too. I got that from the Tip Top Lunch. But the market had one and I don't know. There was one that was zero proof, which means there's no alcohol in it anyways, even though they still asked for my ID.
Yeah.
But there was a non-alcoholic one too, which I was like, well, then what's the difference? But anyways, it doesn't matter. This was phenomenal. Like it was very, very good. And then I got the Sandy Claus hot cocoa, which was fine.
Okay.
But it was a little much. It was a dark chocolate, hot chocolate with a raspberry like whipped cream or something on top.
Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't my favorite, but it was still not like bad. You know, I didn't feel like I was wasting money on stuff like I do at the Magic Kingdom parties.
Gotcha.
So I'll give Hollywood Studios credit for that. And then the two ladies that I kind of met at the party that ended up kind of being my friends for the night, they had the popovers at Fairfax.
Yeah. And they said those were
phenomenal.
Okay.
Like, and I was like, that's what I had heard, is that those snacks were incredible. And then a lot of people have enjoyed the drinks over at the Tip Top Lounge, saying they're very unique. They're very different, even though they're pre-mixed, which a lot of people are like,
Don't care for.
A lot of people have liked them. So I'll give Jollywood this, that their snacks slap.
Okay.
It's a shame that there's nothing that you get handed out for free.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Like somebody had brought up if those Gertie cookies had been handed out for free.
Just one little thing. Yeah.
That would have made a big difference in terms of that. And I agree. I think that would have made a huge difference. So. Now, we'll move on to special shows unless there's any other. I mean, did you enjoy the Brown Derby food? I guess I should ask you that.
Yeah, we got the sliders and the Oysters Rockefeller, and both were super delicious. And the vibe in there was really cool. Of course, if you've been to the Brown Derby, you know the vibe in there is really cool. And the whole park is old Hollywood, but the Brown Derby especially is just straight up classic.
Yes. Lit,
glamour, old Hollywood, and it fit the menu fit, the jazz music in there fit. And you know, we could also talk about, and I said vibes is last on our list, but like the things that people were wearing, top, loved it.
Yeah, no. Okay. Well, I am sad that I kind of avoided it, I guess, but I didn't.
Well, I mean, hey, next year.
That's right. I just didn't want to run into potential roadblocks.
Oh,
now, as for the special shows, this is another area where Jollywood absolutely killed it.
I agree.
What's This and Hollywood Nights was fantastic, or Disney's Holidays in Hollywood. Those were fantastic.
Agreed.
Like, even the short complaints of that Hollywood Nights was a little long, or it Holidays long, in Hollywood.
Yeah.
I loved it. Yes. No,
I absolutely loved it.
I did too. I thought it was a ton of fun, and it might've been slightly long. I would have maybe cut out one sequence
in
the whole thing, but I don't think it was, it didn't overstay its welcome.
And boy, did it, you talk about that goes back to the vibes. That's kind of last on our list, but
yeah,
classic. When you think of old Hollywood, like I Love Lucy, Desi Arnaz show, I'm telling you, that was it. The singing was A++. The dancing was, I loved it. I loved the whole look and feel of it.
In the concept of it being an old time TV show studio audience recording was fantastic. I did not expect that.
I didn't going either. Into that, it. That was a totally different twist on it. And I just grinned the entire time.
Yes. And what's this having the Jack Skellington puppet from Not So Scary Halloween and then Oogie Boogie as well.
Now, okay. So here's an interesting take on that show. Cause I have not, you know, your mama.
Yes.
If a Disney movie does not interest me, I'm not going to watch it just because it's Disney and they call me Disney Dana. So I've not seen this movie.
Oh, geez.
I know. And Erica was just stunned, shocked, and amazed because it's one of her favorites. She's obsessed with Jack and Sally.
Yeah.
I thought the show was super, super cute.
Yeah.
And she was wearing a Jack Skellington shirt. That's how much she was excited to see this show. And her commentary on it was, I absolutely love the show, but I don't think it belonged at this party.
Yeah.
And I said, wow, interesting. But our theater was full.
Well, mine was too.
Yeah, I thought it was great. Does it belong there? I don't know. If they don't have that kind of show there, they got to have some kind of a show.
That's
They change it up every year. I don't know. But that was her take on it. And I thought that was interesting. As much as she loved it, she smiled like a child the entire time. It was so cute. But she really didn't feel like it fit that party.
I mean, I can see where she's coming from, but at the same time, you have a sing-along in there during the day.
Correct.
You have the snow effects already in place from the Frozen show that's in there. Logistically, I think it was a very smart move.
Sense.
It's a very easy transition. The decorations are easy to throw up and take down. I think it's perfect. And I think without it, what does this party really have to offer?
You have to have a cool show in that theater. I mean, you've got that theater, you got to put something in there.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed it. And I think that says a lot coming from somebody that had no context about the movie whatsoever, besides a weird skeleton dude and a funny looking girl. But
I get it.
Yeah.
Now, as for the fireworks, Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam, I didn't love it when it was in the parks originally, and I didn't love it again.
Yeah, I know. And I think I said earlier that we sat on Sunset.
Yeah.
And listened to it. You know, that was our last night in the parks, and we had gone super hard our first 2 days there, and we were pooped out, but we were determined to stay and get our park closing kind of empty street photos. So we literally just sat on a bench on Sunset and listened to the fireworks and watched them just over the palm trees.
Yeah. You
know, not anything that I have to see or, you know, that is terribly exciting.
Yeah. I wish they had watched
the projections on the Tower of Terror.
Yeah, I think there's potential for a better show and not just a recycled one that used to be there long ago.
Right.
Lines, I think we can go pretty quickly through here because it's pretty much summed up as she put it on the graphic. Long lines for food, short ride lines.
Correct.
Essentially no wait for rides that you really want to ride during this party. So if you're a ride enthusiast, go for it.
You will love it.
If you're a foodie, you're probably going to wait a little bit.
Yeah.
But like you said, you're still getting through fairly quick because they're prepared.
Right. Yeah.
Now, as for the vibes, I do agree with you that this definitely has a grown-up-ish vibe. And right. I was stunned the amount of people who had children at this party.
Oh,
like
really?
little kids. Oh, I had tons of families.
Okay, so here's what we had. And I pointed this out. We saw not elementary school kids, really. It was preschoolers and tinies. And my take on that, you know, with my preschool background is the preschoolers and the little tinies, they don't care where they are.
Yeah.
You know, they're either going to be miserable or have a great time no matter where they are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they didn't, you know, there was enough there to entertain them, lights, sounds, all that kind of stuff. Would they have had a better time at Mickey's Very Merry? Probably. But Mama and Daddy wanted to go to the quote unquote adult party and they just took them along. I did not see many, you know, elementary and like even the middle school. I saw probably older teens and young adults. And then what shocked me a lot was seeing grandparent aged couples. I thought that was cute too. Dressed up and decked out and probably just coming to see what this party was all about.
Yeah, I saw all the families and the little bitties and I just said, what? Bring them here.
Yeah, correct.
Like, hey, this is a late party. This is 8:30 to 12:30.
Correct.
And like, they are not going to last. No. Like, I'm sorry. And I saw so many people with littles leaving early. And it's like, so you only got like what, an hour or two in?
Right.
And it's like, oh my gosh. Well, then what was the point?
It's an expensive coming party ticket.
That's right. And so that's the thing is like, this is a very grown up party.
Agreed.
Like, the whole focus is adults. You have fancy drinks. You have fancier food, which is why I think the food is really great here because of the audience you're catering
exactly
to. And so, like you said, the vibes here are very cool because it's very different. Now, I will say, at the same time, I did not pick up on a whole lot of Christmassy vibes is how I've described it to people.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just because I feel like it was almost more of an extended hours Hollywood Studios event with Christmas decorations.
Yeah.
Is how I've described it to people. It's like the shows are great and you have the Christmas music that, yes, is playing. The jazz band's fantastic. All great elements. But overall, in terms of Christmassy vibes, didn't pick up so much on those as I did just an extended evening in old Hollywood.
Yeah.
Considering, too, that almost everything was exclusively on Sunset Boulevard.
Correct.
Which I will say is I'm not thrilled about that. I wish they had used
the
entirety of the park like they do at Very Merry. But with everything being on Sunset, that really is the only vibes I get is old Hollywood extended hours. So again, that's not a huge complaint.
That's a good point.
It's just what I noticed.
Yeah.
So, but now we flip the script to Very Merry.
Right.
And obviously pre-party time, they trump that. You get the full 3 hours before the party. Party length, they trump that again, which is 5 hours. And I think that's a very fair party time for Magic Kingdom. There's so much more to do.
There's so much more to do.
Yeah. And like I said, my party was a little bit crowded. Like wait times got up to like the 40-minute range for a lot of things, which I was like,
packed.
So I was like, ooh, I don't love that. But still, there's so much to do that I was able to fill in my time. I was able to go meet the seven dwarfs and actually feel like I can wait for 20 minutes to meet the dwarfs because I have more time, you know, and like that was not something afforded to me at Jollywood. And so I felt that was great. But also, you have just all this, you know, these other things to look forward to, in my opinion, which is stuff like your cookie stroll type of thing. Goodness. And then you have the parade and the other shows that you can spend time waiting for, especially if you want to get a good seat for them, spending some time staking out for. But for me, again, and maybe you have a different opinion. My whole forte going to this party was, again, not to really ride rides, because the one ride overlay I even wanted to ride, which was Jingle Cruise, was already going on during the day.
Correct.
So my prerogative with this party, it's not to ride the rides. It is to go full force on the exclusive party offerings.
Right.
So we'll start with those cookie strolls now, because I think y'all, I told Dad, I think y'all had some different different cookies that I did not have.
Yeah, we had a sugar cookie with pink icing.
I didn't have that.
We had a chocolate chip cookie.
I had that.
We had red velvet white chocolate chip cookie.
I had that.
We had a gingerbread cookie with icing. Oh my gosh.
Oh, I had that. Fantastic.
Woo! And we had a snickerdoodle.
Okay. Oh, I haven't eaten that one. It's still in my backpack.
Yeah.
But I had that too.
Well, Leah ate. We did the whole, hey, let's go get in line again thing. And because we all brought something to bring cookies home. And so I brought home at least two of each cookie. And Leah ate a snickerdoodle and said it was amazing.
Okay.
I haven't eaten one yet. But anyway, the cookies were ridiculous. I was super impressed with the cookies. The last time I went to a Christmas party, they had like different kinds of snacks. Like I remember a snowman pretzel that I got over in Adventureland. And it was cute. So there was different, they were very Christmassy.
Yes.
Treats and not all sweet. So that was neat. But these cookies were such amazing quality that I was not mad about the fact that they were all round cookies, basic, you know, fun flavors, but just, and I love the fact that they were prepackaged. I think that was genius.
Oh, that helps. That helps a ton getting people in and out.
Yep. And the drinks were, like the apple cider was so good. Let's see. Oh, the eggnog. I usually don't drink eggnog. Man, that stuff was good.
I did not drink it.
Let's see. I was not a big fan of the hot chocolate. The first cup that we got was, it was just not good, and it was not hot.
My first one wasn't very hot either.
Where was your first one? Ours was at Cosmic Rays.
Same.
Yeah.
It was the first one I got hot chocolate at.
It tasted watery and it was not hot. And then we got it again. I wasn't going to get it at Pinocchio's, but I let her hand me a cup anyway, sweet little girl. And it was super hot and super chocolatey. Yeah. So that kind of made up for it. But overall, the cookies and the drinks were outstanding.
I think that's a huge plus to the Very Merry Christmas party, is that because like I didn't even worry. I had a very late lunch that day. And so I didn't even worry about getting actual food
right
at this party, because I was getting all these cookies to snack on throughout the night, and then I saved some to sit down and eat while I was waiting for the fireworks and for the parade and such too. So it's a great way to kind of fill yourself up without having to spend more money on actual snacks at the party. So now, as for the rest of the offerings of food, that's where this party falls off, because I did try some of the tots from Friar Nook that were special for the party. Not great. They were fine. They were Italian beef tots or whatever. Yeah. Interesting concept. Not great on the execution.
Mm-hmm.
I did not get a chance to really run over to Adventureland to get the special orange swirl float with Sprite cranberry.
Yeah, that sounds like you.
But the last time I got a specialty float from there, I did not like it.
Gotcha.
Because I don't really like that orange swirl stuff.
Yeah.
It just tastes like frozen orange juice to me and has a weird...
Well, it's almost like sometimes they try too hard with that special stuff.
They do, yeah. And I think that's a problem with these Magic Kingdom ones is...
Yeah.
They do so well on everything else, but the food is not great. But the cookies were fantastic. Like, that's a great part. I also love the characters that you get to meet. Like I said, I met the Seven Dwarfs. I also saw Jack Sparrow running around. I saw Mary Poppins and Bert out. Like, they do a great job in terms of having special characters. But the special shows, they have a couple. They have the Castle Stage Show, the Parade, and the Fireworks.
Correct.
Yeah. We'll start with the stage show. I thought it was fine. I felt like it was very much a display. I don't know how yours was, but mine felt like they were trying to showcase the boy and the girl that can sing.
Oh my word. I'm so glad you brought that up. We watched the very last one.
Uh-huh.
And all I could think was, who picked these two? And why are they singing? The singing was not good.
Okay. Well, now,
I'm not a professional singer, and I'm not a professional judge of singing, but it was not good.
Okay. Now, I'll say
that Jollywood Nights in that Hollywood show was ridiculously amazing.
Oh,
that
yeah.
was Disney caliber. What was that? Very Merry was not.
Okay. I'll say this. I didn't despise it that much. But
oh gosh, it was bad.
But how I felt about it was, you know how they have Derek and Julianne Hough like host everything now? It's like, we get it. You are very talented, but we don't need to see you on everything. And that's how I felt about these two. Was like, we get it.
Needed that. Yeah.
We get it. You're talented, but you're singing songs over the top of these characters. And it's like, then what's the point of having these characters come out on the stage show? So it was okay. The Clarabelle Mariah Carey thing was hilarious. That's my favorite part of that whole show.
Yeah, other than
the three caballeros coming out.
Yeah. Well, yeah, no, that was good too.
But oh my gosh, Clarabelle coming out as Mariah Carey.
That was hysterical. Hilarious. No lie.
Now, I'll go to the fireworks next because I do like the fireworks. It's very Christmassy. It's a lot better than Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam.
Right.
But honestly, when you compare it to a show like Happily Ever After,
you can't.
I still don't think it's like over the top fantastic. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, probably not everybody just is in love with Happily Ever After like we are.
Yeah.
But and I know they can't all be that way, but I think they should tug a little bit, you know, on your Christmas spirit and make you, you know, either smile super big or get a tear in your eye from, you know, sappy emotional happiness. And if it doesn't do that, it's just kind of like, yeah, that was good.
I definitely was feeling the more Christmas spirit with that show.
Yeah.
Like, but it was just like, man, but it's still not as good as like your other shows that you've had before. So, but as for the parade, holy smokes.
So good.
That parade is fantastic.
Yep.
Like, I love that parade. The Mickey's Christmas Parade, whatever it's called.
Once Upon a Christmas Time.
Once Upon a Christmas Time Parade.
Yep.
That is fantastic.
Yep.
Like the soldiers, the toy soldiers.
So amazing.
Like every part of it is just fantastic.
Yeah, literally.
And the smells, like when Goofy rides by and you can smell the candy company.
Candy float. I know.
I mean, it's fantastic. Like, and very well done. And they do a great job of interacting too. I got high fives because I was sitting on the curb.
We were sitting up in the front. I think we had similar seats for the parade. And I mean, they were just literally right in front of us.
Yeah. I mean, I was getting high fives. I was getting waved at.
I love that.
It was great. So yeah, I think special shows though might be about dead even just in terms of quality. But I honestly, I don't know if I'd give it to Jollywood or not. But that parade carries Very Merry a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, as for lines, again, I think we can blow there. I think this one is the more crowded of the two in a lot of ways. But there is more to do. So you don't feel it as much. You don't feel the weight of the crowds as much because of how spread out everything is.
More places to go, more things to do, and things to see.
That's right. So that is a plus for Very Merry is that yes, it is crowded, but it's not as congested.
Right.
Then as for the vibes, I mean, holy smokes, this is Christmas. Like this is Christmas. Like you are getting slapped in the face with Christmas the whole time. I mean, over and over and over again. And you're getting the snope all the time. Like blasting from the tops of those buildings. I mean, it's just everything that Jollywood did not present in terms of like Christmas vibes. Very Merry made up for at like at twice as much.
Oh yeah.
So It was fantastic. Like that, the vibes there are just, I mean, beyond fantastic. Like
it's the ultimate Disney fans Christmas.
That's right. And the only thing I wish that they still had was those string lights on Cindy's castle.
No, I know.
That honestly would have made it over the top.
The string lights, I mean,
yeah.
Don't know why they can't come back, but
yeah. You know.
Oh, yeah, the dream lights.
That would have made it the penultimate if they right. had this, like in terms of vibes. But correct. Other than that, I loved this party, just its vibes that it had. So we've gone through both now, kind of shoveled in all the information yep. we did with them. So let's give a kind of a final verdict. When it comes to these two, what's in your opinion, what's the better one?
Well, that's hard.
Yeah.
If you want a family party, you're going to Magic Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
If you want, I guess that you're a Disney family or you want your kids to have the ultimate Disney Christmas experience, you're going to Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party.
Yeah.
If you are more of a seasoned Disney adult, have done most of the things that Disney has to offer, then you need to do Jollywood Nights. You need to slow down. Because to me, Mickey's Very Merry can be a, we got this, 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 and this. Whereas Jollywood Nights is a, hey, let's stroll over here. And let's hang out over here for a while. Okay, well, let's stroll over here for this show. To me, it was more of a relaxed and laid back kind of night. Whereas Very Merry is bustling and busy and, like you know, we talk about the hustle and bustle of Christmas time. Well, that's the whole way the party is. And that's kind of the way, I think that's the way it's always going to be because
yeah.
it's just got so much to do. So that's my take on it. I think that there's a place for both of them. And I think there's a certain clientele, if you will, for each of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll say this. I enjoyed Jollywood more than I thought.
Yeah.
I think at the end of the day, though, Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party is more of my vibe.
Yeah.
Because I agree. I was a little overwhelmed. Like there was a part of me at the beginning of that party where I was like, I wish I had somebody else here because sure. I feel a little bit overwhelmed right now, just with everybody going every which way. I don't know necessarily what I want to do, like all these things. But at the end of the day, when I'm signing up to go to a Christmas event, I want those Christmassy vibes because Christmas yep. is my favorite. I love Christmas.
And me so too.
That's what I want. Like I want those over Christmassy vibes. And I just don't get all of that at Jollywood. Now I do like the slower pace. I do like, obviously I'm a big jazz person. So like, I yep. kind of love that jazzy old Hollywood vibes, but at the end of the day, it's very Merry Christmas when it's about the same cost.
Right.
I want Very Merry more than I do Jollywood. But I agree with what you said. I think Jollywood has a huge amount of potential.
Yep.
I think it can only go up from here. And I think it could end up being something great if they take what they learned this year
correct.
And make it better. Because Very Merry will always have that high bar standard, oh, yeah. I think, for them that they'll never drop it, I guess, but Jollywood can go up a lot, and I think once it's done, they'll evaluate it and they'll do it. So,
and I'm waiting for my survey, Walt Disney World, so you can hear my fantastic review.
That's right,
and you know, do with it what you will.
Or maybe Bob can just pop this on.
Go ahead, Bob,
and he can listen. And well, we know he listens. That's right. We know he listened. Like, we know they both listen to this. Yeah. So.
Well, I'll get Erica to talk to Josh. They're tight. So.
Oh, okay. Good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think that's going to do it for Yay! This. So thank you for hopping on.
Absolutely. With me
and talking about it. And obviously, hope your Very Merry Christmas experience was great at Disney this past week and had loved a great it. Week. And
Loved it.
We'll have you on again real soon.
That sounds awesome.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Big shout out to my mom, Disney Dana, for hopping on to this episode with me. Of course, if you want to hear more of her thoughts and her coworkers' thoughts, You can go check out the LTAD podcast on Apple. They have their full review of their Jollywood Nights party posted now, so you can go check out that episode and listen to all of their thoughts on it. But I definitely wanted to come back and give just some final thoughts that I had on both of these events, because I know we went a little bit fast through our list of things because my mom had some stuff she needed to get to, and so I tried to pack in as much as I could before she had to hop off. But there's definitely some things left that I want to talk about before we get out of here on this episode. And so I want to start with Jollywood because I don't want anything that I said to confuse you during my talk with my mom, because I definitely thought Jollywood was a good event. Like, I thought it was a fine event. I don't feel like I necessarily wasted my money in any way. I definitely felt like there was a lot more room to grow. You know, I thought there was a lot more things that could be added into it to make it a great event. But I definitely think there was some stuff just left on the table that could have made it better than what it was. But that doesn't mean it was a bad event. I think it's a shame that so many people had such a bad opening night experience, because I think that really just set the bar for how everybody perceived this was going to be. And like I mentioned, I even had some lower expectations coming into the night. I didn't necessarily think it was going to be a disaster, but I definitely wasn't sure how it was going to go. But I had a good time. I really did. And I felt like, okay, if Disney goes back to the drawing board, if they take everything that they learned from this experience and they make some big changes going into next year, they add in a couple of new things, they kind of take what worked and they try to add on to that, I think that's going to make a big difference. And if they rolled this event back out, I know I would be willing to give it another shot. But that's the thing. Are they going to be willing? Are the Disney executives going to be able to actually put aside maybe some ego, some pride, and admit, hey, this didn't work, but we're going to change some things up? Because if you roll out the same party again, it's not going to look very good on you. Because Jollywood, outside of the first two nights, I don't believe it sold out any other time. I think people's expectations got so low, they were afraid to go. I know there were plenty of tickets available the night of my event, and I know there were still tickets available for the last few events of Jollywood Nights. So Disney can't look back on this and say that it was a roaring success, because it wasn't in terms of ticket sales, because there were still so many left on the table. And they have to think to themselves, okay, how does Very Merry Christmas Party at Magic Kingdom sell out every single night, but we couldn't get anybody to buy tickets for Jollywood Nights after night two? Now, yes, I think Very Merry has a big track record and they've got a longer history of success, and so that's why people are more willing to shell out the money to go there. But I think Jollywood Nights, it's all on the product. And again, can you upgrade that product to something people are excited again to go back to? Because that's why the first two nights sold out, because everybody was so pumped about this party. I even mentioned it. When they announced this before the summer, I was ecstatic about this. I was up that morning early waiting to get my tickets for Jollywood Nights. I was absolutely thrilled to have the chance to go to this. And the first one being so bad completely flipped the script on the rest of the event. And I think people waited to buy out the later party tickets because of that. They wanted to see how it went at first before they bought into it, because it was brand new. And so again, Disney cannot roll out the same thing. They have to upgrade this event. And I don't know what form or fashion that takes. I don't know if Hollywood Studios would have the kind of spacing to put in some kind of a Christmassy party that's maybe not necessarily like filled with characters like the Mickey's, you know, Once Upon a Christmas Parade at Very Merry. I don't know if it's necessarily needs to be something like that, but I think you could have a fun Hollywood themed Christmas parade. That would add something to that park if they were able to do it. You know, they definitely had cavalcades post COVID that they ran. So I don't know. You know, I don't know how that would work, but I think a parade could do really good there if they added that. I think finding another show besides Jingle Bell Jingle Bam would be a good addition to the park, just because I just don't think that show is great. I think it's okay, but it's not great. And then I think too, you know, when you're sitting here reflecting upon it, you had so many baseline good elements to this party. You had a lot of really great food. You had some great live entertainment. How do you plus that? How do you maybe create another show? Do you add in special ride overlays? You know, what do you do to make this event a little bit more enticing for people to come? That's what they're going to have to figure out. But overall, I thought it was good, and it's one that I'm willing to go back to, but I'm not going to race back to going to Jollywood Nights simply just because of the vibes. I told y'all, I'm a big Christmas person. I love Christmas time, and while Jollywood Nights was fun, it wasn't overly Christmas. Very Merry Christmas Party is overly Christmas. And so that's why I think I liked Very Merry much more than I did Jollywood, because Jollywood just feels more like an extended evening hours for Hollywood Studios with Christmas decorations, while Very Merry does feel like it's just an explosion of Christmas vibes all night. And I just enjoyed that a little bit more. I also think Very Merry Christmas Party just does a better job of utilizing the entire park. You know, because Jollywood only really happens on Sunset Boulevard, which is the street that leads up to the Tower of Terror and Rock and Roller Coaster. They use the Frozen Theater, yes, which is right next to Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. And then you have Commissary Lane right there, too, where you have the ABC Commissary Restaurant. And there was some special entertainment down that way as well. But really, you only utilized like just a small portion of your park. And you have such diverse areas at Hollywood Studios. You have Galaxy's Edge. You have Toy Story Land. You have the Animation Courtyard. You have all these different areas available to you to be able to use for that party, yet you only used a small slice. While Very Merry Christmas Party, you know, yes, a lot of the main happenings are at the Castle Hub and Main Street USA, but you also have your ride overlays at Space Mountain, at Jingle Cruise, and you have special characters like Jack Sparrow in Adventureland. You have the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train and the Seven Dwarfs Meet and Greet that's over at, you know, Fantasyland and Storybook Circus. You had Mary Poppins and Bert on Main Street USA, Jack and Sally on Main Street USA. You had enough variety of things, including your cookie stops, you know, where you had cookie stops in Tomorrowland, Fantasyland, you know, all over the park. You had so many different areas for people to visit. They were constantly rotating. I mean, you weren't really just sitting in one spot. At Jollywood, though, everybody just kind of hovers around Sunset Boulevard the whole night, because that's where the main happening is. And so I think there's just so much potential for, if they could expand that out, that Jollywood could maybe not overtake Very Merry, but be at a similar level to Very Merry and it kind of get close to the same level that Very Merry is at. Now, again, at the end of the night, Very Merry Christmas Party was the event that I thought took the cake. It was the thing that closed my week, which I thought was awesome. Jollywood opened my week, which again was great. It was a great start to the week, and it was a great ending to the week going to Very Merry as well. But it's just, I think when you're determining what kind of special events you want to go to at Walt Disney World, you need to consider the biggest thing, which is, what are you wanting to accomplish in terms of just, are you looking for Christmas vibes? Are you looking for short wait times for rides? Are you looking for special character meet and greets? What are you looking for? We've talked about that before with my tips and tricks for like the Halloween party and stuff. But what are you specifically looking for when you go to a special event at Disney? Because I think that's going to determine what impacts your level of enjoyment at these things. And again, I think my mom enjoyed Jollywood a little bit more than a lot of other people probably did. And I think that's just because she enjoyed those vibes a little bit more than I did. Not saying she hated Very Merry Christmas Party, because she's a huge Magic Kingdom person. It's just, I think we just had different vibes and different feelings on it, which is okay. But again, just level out what you want to do. Because at the end of the day, you might love Jollywood more than you do Very Merry. And that's okay. That's all on you. I loved the grown-up vibes that Jollywood gives off. I think it's very fun. I think Old Hollywood is a very fun concept, because we just don't really get to experience stuff like the Tip Top Club or a jazz bar or anything like that anymore. We don't really have that, you know, in our world today. So it's kind of fun to, for a night, kind of go back to that for a little bit. But I just think there was so much left on the table that I was like, okay, you know, I'm not really running back to this event. As with Very Merry, while yes, it was a little bit overwhelming, and it's a little bit more stressful of a party than Jollywood is, I definitely want to go back, because it just really encapsulates that special time of the year. That Christmas season is just all wrapped up in a nice gift with a nice little bow on it at Very Merry. And that's just something Jollywood has not really been able to capture yet. So anyways, at the end of the day, they're both great. And they're both, I think, worth the money. But again, if you are looking for just a super fun Christmas party, that's where you have to figure out what you want. And so I would definitely spend my money to go back to either one of these. But I don't think if I was to ever go back for a full week again, that I would do both. I think that was a little bit too much for my taste, was doing both in 1 week. So that's where I'm going to kind of end this one on. You know, again, I want to know what you guys thought. If you guys have any other questions, please let us know. You can find us on the Instagram at Disney My Way Podcast. Of course, please like, share, subscribe wherever you get your podcast from. That would greatly help us out here. And until next time, I hope you guys have a magical rest of your day. And we'll talk to you again real soon.